Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual, podcast number 865, the best news of the week and what it means for you. Story number one, red meat increases the risk of dying from not one disease, but eight diseases, including both the two leading cancers, breast, prostate, and lung. So breast and lung in women, prostate and lung in men. Inflammation in midlife is tied to brain shrinkage later in life. What should you do about it? We've got good moves for you. The FDA did move to revoke soy's health claim. What does that mean to you and eating soy? Intense and long exercise work for weight loss. What really works for weight loss is less calories. Physical activity is the key to maintenance. We'll talk more about the studies that show that. Surgery may be safer in the afternoon than in the morning. What am I talking about? I always had surgery first thing in the morning would be the best. That's not really true, and we'll tell you why. Pediatricians say no to fruit juice in the child's first year. Maybe we should say no to fruit juice all the time. Heartburn drugs are tied to both heart disease and stomach cancer risk. What should you do? Is it all heartburn diseases? The answer is no. Which heartburn diseases can you use long term? We'll tell you. Obesity among U.S. adults reaches an all-time high of 40%. And yes, there are solutions. And yes, do get revaccinated as an adult. High cholesterol levels among U.S. adults are declining. Not very much. And why is fentanyl in more than half of opioid deaths now? We'll talk about all of those. These are great stories that we'll get to, and let's go through them right away. The first story is, in fact, heartburn drugs are tied to stomach cancer. What's the story on that? Well, people who carry the stomach bacteria known as Helicobacter pylori are at increased risk for ulcers and stomach cancer. And those ulcers and that GERD is usually decreased, believe it or not, by stomach acid. The protein pump inhibitors, PPIs, under Prilosec and Prevacid are common names, those inhibit acid, so they decrease your ability to prevent yourself from getting the infection with H. pylori. So even though all of us can have gastroesophageal reflux disease or heartburn with eating, and just eating too much and eating certain foods like tomatoes, whether you develop badness from it, and from, that is, its treatment, relates to sometimes what treatment. So don't rely on the funny comic on TV who's trying to sell you a purple pill. I love purple. And purple pills do work wonderfully for short term. But don't use them more than 2 weeks at a time. What do you do if you want to go long term and need something long term? You get an H2 receptor antagonist like Tagamet or Pepcid or Cimetidine. Over an average of 7.6 years, this study showed that people using PPIs, twice as many developed stomach cancer if they used PPIs prolonged than if they used either nothing or they used the H2 histamine 2 receptor antagonist. The H2 receptor antagonist, again, Tagamet, Pepcid, Cimetidine, appear safer. Now, also, there was twice as much cardiovascular disease and stroke in people who use the PPIs. So PPIs, get rid of those PPIs after 2 weeks. We don't know why it has that. We have the likely reason, that lowering of stomach acid for the H. pylori and stomach cancer. We don't know why heart disease and stroke. Next study that we're going to talk about is the one relating to I'm not going to do, well, yeah, let's go and talk about this one, which is, my producer always prepares something, but this one is red meat increases the risk of dying from 8 diseases. The more red meat you eat, the greater your risk of dying from cancer, and it's both the leading 2 cancers in both men and women, lung cancer and prostate in men, breast in women. And what red meat does is not only increases the incidence, the chance you'll get a cancer, but it increases the badness, the evilness of those cancers, getting to higher grade cancers, increases the risk of dying from heart disease, increases the risk of dying from respiratory disease, increases the risk of dying from stroke, from diabetes, from infections, from kidney disease, and from liver disease. All of those things are increased the more red meat you eat. This is a study of 536,000 men and women who were followed from age 50 to 71. Red meat, beef, lamb, and pork, as opposed to white meat, which did not increase the risk, skinless poultry, and fish. So that's a huge study on the benefits. Now, should you go to soy? Well, soy is a neutral food like fish and chicken. In fact, fish looks like it's a beneficial food. Chicken may be a beneficial food as well, but soy, the FDA, Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition, has given 12 what we call qualified health claims, one of which was to soy. The one to soy, they're going to retract because the data since 1999 is mixed. Soy may be beneficial or it may be neutral, but the evidence is not overwhelming that it decreases heart disease anymore. So they've asked for public comment to take away the health claim of soy. Excuse me. Next item on our agenda, what does it mean for you? It means you can eat soy, but don't expect to get the same benefit you might get from, for example, walnuts, which still have that health claim, and the data are pretty overwhelming on their benefit. Pediatricians say no to fruit juice in the child's first year. It's too sweet. It has too much concentrated sugar. You need the pulp with it. So a way to do that, eat the whole fruit as soon as you can. And that helps. In fact, it's less likely to cause dental decay, but in addition, you get a slower absorption of sugar. 4 ounces of apple juice with no fiber, 60 calories, 13 grams of sugar. By comparison, a half cup of apple slices, 30 calories, half the calories, and less than half the grams of sugar, 5.5. The fiber in place of just the juice, increases your feeling of fullness as well, because it takes longer for you to digest it. And in fact, many people say no to fruit juices their entire life. Eat the whole fruit.
More with Dr. Michael Roizen and the You, the Owner's Manual podcast coming up. Here's the deal. To truly thrive in all areas of your life, you cannot ignore the importance of good health. I've learned this firsthand, and for many of us, time is our most valuable asset. This is why I love Organifi Green Juice, an organic superfood green juice powder you just add water to get your greens anytime, anywhere, without the mess. Plus, you can now enjoy Organifi Red Juice Powder too. When you invest in your health, you gain more time because you have more energy and focus to get through your day. The best thing about Organifi Green and Red Juice is that it actually tastes good. Try it for yourself. Use the code U, Y-O-U, at Organifi.com. That's Organifi.com. Once again, use the code U, that's Y-O-U, to receive 20% off your order at Organifi.com. And You, the Owner's Manual podcast is brought to you by Memory Rescue, the brand new book that can help you with your memory. Let's hear from its author.
Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Amen, author of a new book called Memory Rescue. Memory Rescue teaches you how to prevent future problems, but if you're having memory problems now, how to rescue it, how to get it back so that everything in your life can be better. Plant the habits that I talk in your life. I know it'll make a dramatic difference for you and for those you love.
It's important that you receive this information. Get your copy of Memory Rescue by Dr. Daniel Amen. Learn more at memoryrescuebook.com. That's memoryrescuebook.com. And now back to Dr. Michael Roizen and the You, the Owner's Manual podcast.
Exercise is a weight loss strategy. We talked a little bit about this last week. And as I said, this is podcast 865. If you want to go to 864, you can find that one. And what it was, this looked at another group of people who did cardio versus long, just walking 100 minutes a day versus 30 minutes of cardio most days of the week versus shorter bouts of very intense exercise. Things that worked, intense exercise and long periods of exercise, that is the 100 minutes, 5 days a week, 10,000 steps minimum, kept weight off. What got weight off was fewer calories. So have to stop eating, decrease eating, but that decrease eating, once you lose the weight in this group of people, and there are two studies, one was a group of 16 people who they did in three different groups, a cardio, a long cardio, a long intense, a short intense, and then shorter bouts of exercise. And what they found is longer exercise worked, intense for 30 minutes worked. And the thing that kept, that's got people to lose weight was less food. But when you have less food, your body goes to a decreased metabolic rate unless you fool your body with increased exercise over a period of time. It looks like 2 or 3 months of that gets your body to reset its metabolic rate higher. So, food to decrease, exercise to continue and to maintain the weight loss. That's also the lessons from The Biggest Loser. Those who kept the weight off walked 80 minutes a day, 5 or 6 days or 7 days a week. Physical activity was the key to maintenance of the weight loss. They looked at 29 people who participated in The Biggest Loser 6 years later. And the people who did the most exercise kept the weight off. The people who didn't regained their weight. So two studies there, both come to the same thing. 80 plus minutes of walking a day was the key for the Biggest Losers, 100 minutes, 5 or 6 days a week. Now, that also decreases brain inflammation, and that's another study. This was a study of 1,633 people whose average age was 53 and 87 to 89. They looked at various blood proteins that indicated inflammation, such as HSCRP, highly specific C-reactive protein. You can just tell your doc you want the HSCRP measurement. If it's high, do things to decrease inflammation, stress management, change diet, get your teeth flossed, find infections wherever it is, and get rid of the big belly. If you do that, you're likely to have a bigger brain. The brain is the only organ where size matters, obviously. They looked at the hippocampus 24 years later in these people. Those who had the lowest inflammation levels, the most normal HSCRP, had the biggest brains and had less mental dysfunction than those over those 24 years who, in fact, had higher inflammation levels. So inflammation in middle age, start getting yours measured at 40, if you get it normal and keep it normal, much less likely to have brain rot as you get older. Having heart surgery later in the day. So people in this one study in one place, 88 patients, I've always thought having surgery, I'm an anesthesiologist and internist as well, but I always thought that it was best to have surgery first thing in the day. University of Lyle, where they looked at one group of surgeons, turned out the patients who had it in middle of the day, that is starting 11, 12, or 1 o'clock, had better outcomes, and not by just a little. They had a lot better outcomes than those who had undergone the aortic valve surgery in the morning. The 596 people went under the later in the day, and the randomized study, smaller study, all show having it in the middle of the day is better. I don't understand why, but maybe it has to do with your biologic hormones and their chronobiology. We're learning much more about chronobiology, but whether this is just one surgeon and one group of surgeons or whether this is generalizable, we don't know. Next article we're going to talk about is, and what it means for you, is obesity among all U.S. adults reached 40%. Oh, God, it's actually both calories and decreased physical activity and stress. Get a stress management program. Learn something you want to take and practice. I do yoga and meditation in the shower in the morning and sitting by myself in the evening. That's mine, but there are many different techniques. You can go to Stress Free Now at the Cleveland Clinic and find a free introduction, and then you can take the course if you want and learn the 12 different techniques, one of which you may like. Obesity, that's needed for obesity, as is more physical activity, as is eating healthier. You on a Diet, still the best book I know on diet and most solid scientific. Last study I want to talk about is fentanyl and opioid deaths. Now, fentanyl is a very powerful analgesic, but also gives you a great high. The problem is it also stops you from breathing. And the dose that gives you the high versus the one that stops you from breathing is the same. We had a rule in anesthesia, don't try it once. That's too good a drug. The good news is for 20 or 30 or 40 years, no one could synthesize it other than the scientists at Janssen. But now apparently it's being synthesized in China, being imported by gangs into the United States, being cut with the heroin. Why is it being cut into heroin? Because it's more powerful. It's better than the heroin at giving you a high. Not better at pain relief, but better at giving you a high. Unfortunately, it's more powerful at stopping your breathing too. And that's what's being cut. Don't go and try these drugs, no matter if someone's doing it at a party or not. Don't try it once. They're way too potent. And that is the key message for this week on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. The key story, don't try it once, is the message for any narcotic that has, or for any drug like fentanyl. It is way too powerful. And cut out all the red meat from your diet to avoid 8 diseases. Do 80 minutes of walking or walking equivalent a day. And if you have to have surgery, maybe schedule it in the middle of the day, not first thing. We don't know if that's true. And those are the key take-homes for You, the Owner's Manual, Podcast 865. Thanks, Randy, for great engineering. And thank you for listening. Keep downloading us. Keep rating us. 50,000 plus of you are doing it every week, and we appreciate it. Tell your friends about us. Like us on Facebook. Look at us on LinkedIn. Look at us and get the tweets that we send every week at Dr. Mike Roizen. Thanks very much, and thank you for listening. We've got a great guest coming up. Be a surprise again this week who it is, but go to 865B, download that. You will have a wonderful story and a wonderful book that you'll learn about. Thanks again. We got a new podcast next week, but until then, This is Dr. Mike Royson saying, remember, you can live at the top of your curve. You can take control and live longer and healthier than you ever thought possible.